The president who got us into Afghanistan and Iraq is out with a memoir today. George W. Bush calls it Decision Points. The book marks the former president's first lengthy discourse on his years in the White House. Last night, NBC News aired an interview with him, the first of many appearances on his promotional tour. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The book is not a chronological walk through President Bush's life. Instead, it focuses on moments when he had to make critical decisions. For example, he still views the war in Iraq as the correct response to the terrorist threat the world faced after 9/11/2001, even though the alleged weapons of mass destruction were never found. This is from the interview with NBC's Matt Lauer.
If you knew then what you know now,
that's right,
you would still go to war in Iraq.
I, first of all, didn't have that luxury. You just don't have the luxury when you're president. I will say, definitely, the world is better off without Saddam Hussein in power, as are 25 million people who now have a chance to live in freedom.
Part of the book is personal. With stories, it's awkward to hear him talk about. There's his history as a serious drinker, again from NBC.
So I'm drunk at the dinner table at Mother and Dad's house in Maine. And my brothers and sister are there, Laura's there, and I'm sitting next to a beautiful woman, friend of Mother and Dad's. And I said to her out loud, what is sex like after 50?
Silence.
I mean, total silence. And not only silence, but like serious daggers.
Mr. Bush quit drinking at age 40. He calls this book an honest look at key points in his life and presidency. It's hardly the final word, but it's the 43rd president's first take on things as he looks for history to be kinder to him than public opinion was when he left office. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.